Hi, my name is Jacqueline Holloway. I'm from Transcendent Endeavors, and today I'm going to be talking to you about a multilingual touchscreen interface that we developed to facilitate patient-provider communication about complementary and alternative medicine. So at Transcendent, we're dedicated to optimizing communication solutions in a healthcare setting, and we primarily target underserved populations. And I just want to acknowledge funding as from our SBIR grant that funded the study that I'm going to be talking about today. And this is for our SAGE-LEAP interface. And what SAGE stands for, the acronym is for Solution for Administering Guided Exchange. And this guided exchange that we want to facilitate is for Complementary and Alternative Medicine, or CAM. So what CAM is a group of diverse medical and healthcare practices that are not considered to be part of conventional medicine. So these include herbal remedies, vitamins and minerals, and also mind-body practices such as acupuncture and yoga. So CAM is also a lucrative industry. About $34 billion is spent on CAM a year in out-of-pocket spending. And just on herbal remedies alone, about $15 billion a year is spent on them out-of-pocket. And just to put this in perspective, $15 billion is about one-third of what is spent on prescription drugs per year. So CAM use has shown rapid growth across the U.S. It's estimated that about 40% of U.S. adults and 12% of U.S. children are using some sort of CAM remedy. And it's also common in certain populations and certain ethnic populations. For this, we're going to be focusing on Chinese immigrants that use traditional Chinese medicine. In a study looking at a population of Chinese immigrants, almost all of them were found to be using traditional Chinese medicine, and of those, 93% were using herbal remedies. So while these remedies are plant-based and natural, they also can have potent physiological effects that are generally underestimated by their users, and this is because they are natural and they are readily available. But there's an increasing amount of work that's actually looking at the pharmacokinetics and dynamics of these herb effects on the body. And I just wanted to pick a couple of examples that most people may have heard of, such as ginkgo biloba, which is shown to alter platelet functioning, and also St. John's wort that actually affects neurotransmitter reuptake. So even though these remedies are natural, they clearly have effects on physiology that their users might not know or might not understand. So these in and of themselves aren't generally harmful or detrimental to the people that are taking them, but there is a potential for having herb and drug interactions, just as there would be for drug and drug interactions when you're taking two different prescriptions. It's estimated that about 74 million patients are taking at least two different types of prescription medications in addition to at least one sort of CAM remedy. And these herb-drug interactions, or HDIs, can cause cardiovascular collapse and things like renal and liver toxicity. And again, looking at ginkgo biloba, if you take it with Dilantin, it could cause you to have seizures. Or if you take it with aspirin, it could cause platelet dysfunction and alter bleeding or blood clotting and things like that. So these HDIs or drug interactions, herb drug interactions, are not only detrimental, but they could also be deadly. Of the 100,000 deaths per year that are attributed to adverse drug reactions, about 3% are attributed to alternative remedies. So clearly there's a human cost here, but there's also a financial burden in extended hospital stays and productivity loss. So clearly there's a need to reconcile the prescription drug use as well as people who are taking CAM treatment at the same time, but there are some challenges in the way. So three of these are highlighted here. So the first one is insufficient communication on the part of the patient. So about two-thirds, it was found in one study, three-quarters of patients that were using CAM treatments and they saw their doctors didn't disclose this to their doctors, maybe because they thought it was unimportant, or again, because these are herbal remedies, they don't think it really will have an effect on any other drugs they're using. There's also a lack of communication on the part of the provider. So only about one-third of providers actually feel confident enough in their knowledge of CAM treatments to even begin to discuss it with their patients. And it was found that less than 15% who actually did complete programs looking at CAM treatments were able to identify high-risk herb and drug interactions. And so compounding these communication barriers, there's also language barriers, which is what our system is focusing on. So individuals that may be using CAM treatments also could have limited English proficiency. So if they can't communicate with their doctors just in general, they're certainly not going to be bringing up their CAM usage for their doctors to know. So in an effort to overcome some of these communication barriers, we developed our SAGE system. It's a computer-based educational tool that allows individuals with limited English proficiency to identify the CAM remedies that they use. It's also supposed to help inform LEP patients about the effects of CAM that it could have on their bodies and also facilitate this communication with their provider. So this is a couple of screenshots of what our interface looks like. You can see they're very simple and very straightforward because we want them to be easy to use for these patients. It's going to be offered in their native language, and they could enter their demographic information. If they have to choose their sex, it's just two buttons. So it should be a very easy-to-use interface for people who might not be familiar with using computers or may not be computer savvy. And this is a very simplified flowchart of some of the information that we ask our patients to input into the system. First, they get to choose their language. Then they could enter their demographic information, as I said, their CAM usage information, the reason why they use it. And then importantly, at the end, it generates a bilingual summary of the information that was just collected. So one will be in English, and one will be in the participant's native language. So the three main features of the system that I want to highlight is that, again, it collects the information from the patients about their CAM usage in their native language. We also wanted to have intelligent navigation, so there are prompts that help patients recall, the example that I'm going to show in our pilot study for traditional Chinese medicine prescriptions. And then it creates the printout so doctors can review the CAM usage, they could understand what their patients are taking, and the patients can learn more about the CAM effects that it could have on their bodies. So we did a small pilot study, and the participants that we recruited, again, were monolingual Chinese immigrants using TCM and also a group of healthcare providers. And what we did was we gave the potential patients hypothetical TCM use info that we then asked them to put into the system. We had a post-session survey and a discussion in focus groups to see how they were interacting with the system and the accuracy with which the information was being input. So what we found on the side of the participants was that 98% of the demographic and CAM-related information was entered correctly. So this was very encouraging because it's saying that in their native language, the participants were able to enter all the information accurately and effectively and interact with our system in a meaningful way. And all of the patients said that SAGE would help them talk to doctors about CAM. So this is really what we wanted to get at, just starting the discussion with their doctors. On the side of the providers, 96% said SAGE would enhance their ability to communicate with these LEP patients and ultimately improve their quality of care. And, of course, they agreed that it's an effective tool to raise awareness among doctors that these patients might be taking alternative treatments. So basically this device fills a hole in the market because it enhances medical reconciliation of herb use and prescription drug use, and there's no such system that does it to this point that we know of. So the providers can make informed clinical decisions and monitor potential herb and drug interactions, which is the important part for the patient's health. It also builds trust with the provider on the patient's end, which can also increase medication adherence. So if the doctor prescribes a drug and they don't know that these patients are taking other remedies, and it has a bad effect on them, they might be more inclined to not take their prescription anymore. So hopefully we could intercept that from happening, and if the doctor knows about their CAM use, they could say, okay, maybe you could stop that while you're taking this prescription and start it again after you're done with that. So of course, after the pilot, as you're saying before, you want to see what your mistakes are and modify your system and make it better for the patients that you're targeting. So we want to expand our database of herbs and indications and contraindications. We'd like to create a multilingual library of CAM-specific materials, so even if the patients aren't using CAM at the time and they're just interested in something else that they might use at a later date, they could have this information at hand and in their native language so they could certainly understand it. We also like to improve the database usability and the user interface, also for the providers. And we had originally conceived of our SAGE system as a kiosk in an office, but as technology is changing, we want to change with it also. So we'd like to have this information available to mobile devices and even desktop browsers. And we're doing another upcoming test at a community health clinic in Chinatown in New York City. So hopefully we could get more information there. So the take-home messages for this are that urban-drug interactions are dangerous, and they are also costly financially and also with respect to human life. And our SAGE system provides a vehicle for learning as well as disseminating information for patients. And we ultimately want to facilitate patient-provider communication about this subject. And clearly, the ultimate goal would be to improve the patient's safety and satisfaction, and overall, you always want to try to reduce healthcare costs. So thank you for your attention, and I, again, want to acknowledge my financial support, and if you're interested in learning any more about this system or have any questions, we can take them at the end, or you can contact me or Bill Tan, who's the CEO of Transcendent Endeavors. So thank you.